In hope of receiving words of guidance, a young woman sent three letters to Padre Pio. Little did she know, each letter would lead her deeper into a world of miracles and profound spiritual encounters. Stay tuned to hear a story exemplifying that our prayers are indeed heard. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today's story is sourced from the book, Roads to Padre Pio, by Clarice Bruno. Within its pages, Clarice recounts an extraordinary series of events that led her to become Padre Pio's spiritual daughter and biographer. She vividly recalls how she first heard of Padre Pio and the miracles that followed. Listen to this. One morning at the beach near her house, Clarice confided her anguish to a woman visiting from Naples. "Why don't you write to Padre Pio?" the woman suggested. Clarice knew nothing about him. The woman continued, "My sister is a spiritual daughter of his. She goes to him in moments of need and has always been helped. During the war, her son went missing for 2 years, and she didn't know if he was dead or alive. She went to Padre Pio, and after confession, confided her sorrow to him. 'Do not worry,' he said. 'Your son is alive and well, and will return soon.' And he did." The woman also shared that when her younger son lost the ability to speak, doctors wanted to operate on his brain. But after Padre Pio's blessing, the boy recovered without surgery. Clarice wrote, "I was astounded and pleased to hear these accounts, for they made me understand that there was a person with powers beyond a human, a man of God and of mercy. She gave me his address, and I hurried off to write, thinking he would personally answer me with a long letter. She concluded the letter by saying, 'I am asking for your prayers and a word of enlightenment.' Then she waited for his answer. However, little did she know the amount of mail Padre Pio received daily, nor that he often replied in unexpected ways. 3 nights after sending her letter, Clarice experienced something very unusual. She shared, 'One night, 3 days after having mailed my letter, before putting out the light, I wound a little clock on my night table and remember very distinctly seeing that it was 12:30. I settled down, but despite my sleepiness, I became more and more aware of a very heavy perfume of roses. I could not understand where it was coming from, as I knew there were no flowers in my room and I used no perfume. Also, there were no roses in the garden 4 stories below. I lay there puzzled, not knowing how to explain the perfume, and I remember stretching out my arm to reach underneath my bed to see if someone had hidden a bunch of roses there. Baffled, I finally fell asleep, still breathing this delicious and mysterious perfume. Upon waking up in the morning, she hurried off to the beach, momentarily forgetting about the mysterious perfume. However, upon returning home, and joining her father and uncle at the table, her uncle shared, 'I was just telling your father of the strangest thing that happened to me last night. Between 12:30 and 1 o'clock, I was sitting in bed reading a book, when, all at once, a perfume of fresh flowers passed under my nose and then left. I was very surprised and wondered if it was a mysterious announcement of death. But then I realized it was not. It was too fresh, light, and pleasant a fragrance. When it disappeared, It was followed one by one by the perfume of four different fresh flowers. Well, nothing like this ever happened to me before. I just could not understand it. Hearing this, Clarisse recalled the scent of roses in her room. What does all this mean? She wondered. None of them had ever heard of Padre Pio's mystical perfume, and her father and uncle were unaware she had sent him a letter, ruling out auto-suggestion. However, there was someone who knew what was going on. Their family maid, who had mailed Clarisse's letter, suggested that it was Padre Pio's response. Clarisse initially dismissed this idea, not understanding what the fragrance of roses had to do with her problem. However, a friend later explained that Padre Pio's perfumes signified his nearness and prayers, and that the perfume of roses was a very good sign, usually meaning that the grace one asked for would be given. Clarisse felt assured that Padre Pio was aware of her struggles. She was even glad that she had never heard of Padre Pio's unusual way of communicating before, and that her uncle mentioned it first, because now she could be sure it wasn't her imagination playing tricks on her. Encouraged, Clarisse wrote a second letter to Padre Pio, expressing her gratitude for the mystical perfume. She assured him of her faith in him and included an offering for the church. Once again, she ended the letter by asking for his words of enlightenment. 2 days later, in full daylight, recalls Clarisse, while putting on my sandals, an extremely strong perfume of lilies filled my nose. It was intense, but unlike the perfume of roses, did not last or hover over me, and disappeared almost in a flash as it had come. And so I knew the second letter had been received. I was not expecting lilies in full daylight while holding an old shoe in my hand. Once again, she felt comforted and understood. Once more, she wrote words of thanks and faith, assuring Padre Pio that she would follow the counsel given in the letter she was awaiting. However, weeks passed, and Clarisse grew anxious and confused. No more perfumes came, and no letter arrived. At this point in the story, Clarisse informs us that she never heard of Padre Pio's power of bilocation before. She continues, "That night, after going to bed, my darkened room became flooded with a strange illumination like moonlight. And there, seated at the foot of my bed, on my armchair was a monk, who, because of his half-gloved hands, I understood was Padre Pio. There was nothing dramatic or solemn about all this. His attitude was completely natural, like that of a friend who had come to visit. I was frightened, and I wasn't frightened. Very calmly, he said three words to me, but I did not understand them. I tried to light the lamp next to my bed, and although I pushed a button connected to the switch, nothing happened. Again, very calmly, he repeated three words, which again I did not understand, and again I tried to light the lamp without success. And a third time, the same thing. Another three words that I did not understand, and a light switch that did not function. Suddenly, the moonlight and Padre Pio vanished. I saw only my darkened room, and upon touching the light, my little lamp functioned perfectly, just in time for me to see my bedroom door open by itself, as if someone were leaving. Something in my heart seemed to whisper, "The door will open." This was the answer she was waiting for. She continues, "I sat, I don't know how long, looking at that open door, which in the silent and windless night had opened completely. I felt certain, now more than ever, of that help, and my faith grew stronger. I no longer waited so desperately for the material letter of reply. I felt that something was taking care of me, taking care of working out everything for me, and I was almost happy that no real letter ever arrived. Nor did one ever arrive, despite the three letters I had written." End of story. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.